Welcome back to another episode of Supernatural Creatures and Lore here on the Radio Horror Channel. I am your host, Dr. Chris.
And I'm Mel Heflin, his co-host.
And tonight we are talking about dragons, which don't ever actually appear in the episode of Supernatural. It's worse than werewolves, 100%. They appear as shadow, they appear as a human being. It's the worst thing the show ever did.
It's embarrassing.
It's awful. It's so fucking stupid. I don't even know
I
why
was
I
so
bothered.
excited. The first time I saw this episode, I was so excited. And then, like, I'm watching and, like, nothing is happening. And I'm like, oh my god, I got secondhand embarrassment hard.
Mel, when did the episode air and what's the plot synopsis of this terrible episode?
All right, I've got this right here. This was season 6, episode 12, called Like a Virgin. Episode aired originally February 4th, 2011. Here's the synopsis. Dean and Bobby anxiously wait for Sam to wake up to see if Death was able to restore his soul without causing Sam to lose his mind. Meanwhile, Dean and Bobby investigate a disappearance of virgins and discover dragons are behind the kidnappings. Bobby sends Dean to a doctor who owns the only weapon in the world that can slay a dragon. But Dean must prove himself worthy enough to take it.
Yeah, that's the best moment of the episode. It's a very much Arthurian sword in the stone kind of legend. And it's all
Yeah,
built
that.
up, whatever. There's like a big build up with the music and Dean pulls, you know, to pull the sword from the stone.
Oh, God.
This actress, by the way, Bobby sends Dean to go meet the character, is somebody Bobby used to be involved with too.
Yes. Oh, I want to know so much more about Bobby's old life.
She's also, by the way, gonna be tied into the season finale involving like Lovecraft and monsters, because she was summoned to this plane by H.P. Lovecraft and other writers, I think, right?
That sounds right.
Yeah, because she ends up unfortunately getting killed by Castiel.
Yes.
Kim Ulrich is who it is. But yeah, so this is carrying over from the appointment in Samara, where Dean becomes Death for a day and teams up with Tessa.
That was a good episode.
That is a fun episode, but we've talked about Death and Reapers already, so. Bobby has a great line where Dean asks him, "What do you know about dragons?" "What? Nothing. Seriously? They're not like the Loch Ness Monster, Dean. Dragons aren't real." So I guess the Loch Ness Monster is real?
I wonder if it's extinct or like dead in the supernatural universe, or if it's still alive and people just sort of like, oh, we don't talk about that.
So, dragons don't exist, and dragons have never existed. There are plenty of creatures in the world that have dragons in their name, like the Komodo dragon, but fire-breathing dragons are complete fantasy and have never existed, ever. There has never been a fossilized remains found of a creature with a dragon-like skeleton, with the wings and all, kind of like you see in Game of Thrones, which are monstrously huge, you know what I mean? Game of Thrones is all about them dragons.
Oh yeah.
And Game of Thrones
People are
was Game of Thrones was all about them dragons up until they killed off the dragons, and then it's like Game of Thrones became whatever the fuck happened at the end of the show. But I
at the
digress.
end of Game of Thrones, did you know how the Icemen with the hockey team, sorry.
Yeah, the yeah, I know who you're talking about. The
Did the dragon come back to life
it came back
on
to life as
the
an ice dragon, yeah.
Okay, I thought so.
Yeah, that was the best moment of the second to last season, is that the dragon is killed and then he's brought back to life by the White King and the Snow King, and then the dragon he attacks the wall and starts melting the wall. Because don't forget,
Goodness,
the
that
wall
was.
is the only thing keeping the army of the dead out.
That whole show was an elective fever dream by the entire population. It ended so badly.
It ended so badly. I mean, the buildup of those things, but I digress. We're not a Game of Thrones podcast. What do we have about dragons in the real world besides the fact that they're not real?
A lot. There are
Where do
actually
dragons, first of
so
all,
many.
okay, first of all, let's start with, where do dragons come from? What was the first literature to come up with dragons?
That's actually unknown because there is so much literature around the world from every single culture about dragons, it's nearly impossible to pinpoint. It comes from China dating back forever. There's from every single culture, there's legends and stories and mythology.
Well, supposedly, supposedly it's actually the Iliad.
Oh, that makes sense.
The
That's like
Iliad
the
is
oldest
supposedly the
literature
first
there ever was,
recorded.
though.
The Iliad is the first recorded, supposedly the first recorded literature to mention the name dragon.
Isn't the Iliad like the oldest recorded literature ever?
Correct. I mean, and they said they even account for China and Japan, and they cannot find anything of North American Indians, Native Americans having written a lot of famous books. So it comes down to the Iliad. You know what I mean? You can say, yeah, we can go exactly what you just said, like, oh, we don't know. There's so much in the world or whatever, Australia, Africa, things like that. But they're not producing any books. Is there any evidence saying, oh, well, Africa wrote the first book back in 1200 AD? You know what I mean? Things like that. No, they didn't.
I think
So
it's almost safe to say, since it's in the oldest recorded literature ever in the world, that it's how wild is that?
yeah. So yeah. So first mention of a dragon in ancient Greek literature occurs in the Iliad, in which Agamemnon is described as having a blue dragon motif on his sword belt and an emblem of a three-headed dragon on his breastplate. Dragons appeared in Chinese and Indian legends in 1200 BC and in the Egyptian creation myth described as the dragon Aep. One Chinese text says a dragon has a deer's antlers, a camel's head, a hare's eyes, and a serpent's neck, crocodile belly, eagle claws, and a tiger's paws and buffalo ears.
According to my research, there are so many different types of dragons, like a ridiculous amount, that if I were to even name most of them or all of them without even describing them, we would be here all day. And this is only a half hour podcast, so I'm only going to name a few. And a lot of people actually get these confused. Wyvern. Do you know what a wyvern is, or the difference between a wyvern and a dragon?
No, I've heard of a
Okay.
wyvern. Oh, wait a minute. There's a jerk who used to be a friend of mine before he decided to try and ruin my reputation. He wrote a fantasy book about a wyvern.
So, wyvern are almost exactly like dragons, except dragons have four legs. Wyverns, I don't know if wyverns have hind legs or not, but they only have wings. You know what I'm saying? So, and then there's Hydra, Amphitheor, Chinese dragons, Ageas, African dragons, Basilisks, Cockatrice, Dragonettes, which are just tiny dragons. Not dragon babies. Dragon babies are called hatchlings. It's an entirely different thing, and there's a whole thing on the internet about the difference between a dragonette and a hatchling. It's a whole thing. Dragon babies are hatchlings. Dragonettes are tiny dragons. Sea serpents, Western dragons, which is, of course, since we're from the United States, that's what we think of when we think of dragons. Drakes, which I think is absolutely hilarious because it's a picture of the singer listed here. Worms, spelled with a Y, WYRMS. Cobra dragons, amethyst dragons, brass dragons, Don Dragos, Lindworms, and Knockers.
I can just put
There
something
are
else that sounds like knockers, but that's okay.
there are hundreds and hundreds of different types and species and subspecies and all different things, but we do not have all day. There's a bunch of different types of dragons because they come from every different culture across the entire world.
Interesting.
Specific to the episode in question, the strengths of these dragons is super incredible physical strength. Physical force. They can shape shift, as we saw in the episode. Specifically, their eyes become very snake-like. The pyrokinesis, i.e., dragon claw, where they can generate the intense heat with their hands, which is that's so disappointing. disappointing. I much prefer the breathing fire to melting things with your hands. That's just a little lame. Come on, supernatural. Come on. This whole episode, come on. Anyway,
All we saw was
flight.
what, a shadow, right? I watched the episode a couple weeks ago, but all we saw was a shadow, correct?
We did see him melt the bars on the cage that the
But
women
all
are
we
in.
saw was a shadow of a dragon.
Yes.
Lame.
Yeah, but he did actually have the snake-like eyes, and he did melt the cage with his hands, generating super heat. Oh, so embarrassing. Of all the things Supernatural did, come on now. Oh. Props to the actor, though, who played the dragon. I wouldn't have been able to do that with a straight. Oh. Moving on. Invulnerability. They're nearly completely invincible, aside from a sword forged in dragon's blood. Super speed. They can move really fast to the point of pretty much being able to teleport almost. They have super stamina. They can fly miles at incredible speeds. Super senses. They can tell if someone is a virgin or not. Immortal.
That goes along with dragons capturing princesses. I mean, that makes a lot of sense. That doesn't sense a virgin. I mean, I guess, I mean, honestly, there's no mystical magical feeling from standing next to a virgin to understand if her hymen is intact or not. I've never understood the mystical magicalness of the hymen.
I did see a meme the other day, and oh gosh, I w really wish that I had it right in this moment, because it was a grandmother and a little girl walking through the woods, and she's asking her grandmother if unicorns are real. And the grandmother's like, oh, they say, at 200 yards, a unicorn can tell if somebody's a virgin. That's why they appear to, only virgins, blah, blah, blah. And then the little girl thinks about it, and she's like, that's gross. I don't like unicorns anymore. And the grandma's like, me too. Because that's just weird. The whole virgin thing, that's weird. Come on now. Originally, the term virgin, in reference to, the spells and whatnot of those things, would specifically mean this has never been used for any kind type of a spell or ritual before. Not that their hymen was intact. I don't know when that was adopted. Like virgin blood, like you can't reuse blood from one spell to the next. But that's the original meaning and intent behind the term virgin.
What did oh the so in the Book of Supernatural, it says a closer look at dragons. When people think of dragons, they tend to think in terms of fantasy fiction more so than the creature of legend, and rarely in terms of supernatural monsters. But once upon a time, before the dragon slayers all wiped them out, everyone believed in dragons. There's tons of dragon lore, states graphic designer Mary Ann Liu, in every single culture. So really, it was almost inevitable that dragons would show up on Supernatural. Of course, they really didn't. Therefore, it should come as no surprise that co-executive producer Adam Glass reveals Ben Edlund had been pitching dragons for 5 years. What? Like, seriously? You're never going to actually do a dragon. We really stuck pretty straight to what was already woven into the fabric of our society about dragons, which was they liked virgins and gold and they guarded things. So we took that stuff and figured out a way to make it work in our world. You really didn't. One thing that probably, it's just a guy. Okay, it's not a dragon. It's just a guy. One thing that probably surprises other people is that dragons don't come from the fairy realm. Everything I read is just they were some sort of dragon demon, a demon spawn. What my research kept finding was there were monsters from hell, hell serpents, not creatures from the fantasy world. One of the things that never made it into the episode was the explanation of why dragons were portrayed as so big. Glass adds, before sharing some dialogue between one of the dragons and Dean regarding a historical battle with the writers had considered including in Like a Virgin, the dragon says, your army was defeated and your kingdoms burned to the ground. Who are you going to tell your king did it? Me, a man, or a 60-foot fire-breathing serpent from hell? A man with scales under his skin who has retractable wings and can burn things with his hands is pretty scary, but it was definitely much less embarrassing to say they couldn't stop a giant monster. So, what's a budding dragon slayer to do? Find yourself a sword forged with dragon blood, but good luck. They're usually embedded in stone or in a tree. The lore is so murky on whether you need to use magic, be a brave knight, or be descended from royalty in order to pull the sword free and try using a sledgehammer. It's probably best to avoid explosives, though. Because that's what Dean does, right?
Right.
He uses explosives because it's the big build-up to pull the sword out, and he's like, it's the music, it's very like, heroic, and he's like basically almost having a hernia.
So the dragons in the episode, one of them is played by Ilya Volokh, and the other is played by Lee Chichone. And it looks like this guy, Ilya Volokh, has been in a ridiculous amount of TV and movies. He's acted on, his IMDb has 183 different films. Three of them, four of them coming out this year, and five upcoming. And Lee Chichone has 37 previous things that upload, which old Czech legend. According to the legend, Brunchevik has obtained the sword which can kill any creature. While traveling the world, he killed a dragon who was about to kill a lion. This is the reason why there was dragon's blood on that sword and why there is a coat of arms of the Czech Republic.
Ah,
So that's fascinating.
we got we there we're running out of time. Also, I part of your whatever you're saying got cut off, whatever it says it got disconnected.
Oh no.
Yeah, so why don't we wrap this up?
Sounds good.
Anything else about dragons? Dragons, of course, have appeared in thousands of things in literature and media, and we're not gonna name them all. I think the two three biggest things people probably know is like Pete's dragon. Sean Connery played the voice of a dragon in Dragonheart and Game of Thrones, obviously.
And there is so much more. So much so, if we were to even sit here and name every type of dragon, we would run out of time and then some. So do your own research on dragons and fairies if you like.
Have you ever seen a Komodo dragon?
I have, in the zoo at least.
I do always love seeing posts pop up saying, "Oh, they found the skeleton of what could be a dragon," and I'm like, "No, they didn't." Godzilla is essentially a fire-breathing dinosaur, essentially a dragon that can't fly. There was a giant fat dragon in the recent Dungeons and Dragons movie.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's seriously, it's so fucking good.
Nice.
It's so bad that it did not do well at the box office at all.
Huh.
But everyone who saw it said it was absolutely incredible. It's so funny. It's so good. It stars Chris Pine and Michelle Rodriguez.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's incredible. So, but
Did you
I
see
digress.
that documentary about dragons? It would have aired about 20 years ago, and I remember the Sci-Fi Channel kept pushing it and pushing it and pushing it, and I watched it live the first time around it ever played, and I remember getting so frustrated because it waited and it like it's totally like on par, it's totally perfect the whole way through, but then at the very very end of the 2 hour documentary special, it's like, oh yeah, dragons aren't real, but this is what would have happened if dragons were.
Oh, no, I didn't
Like
see
they
it.
were acting like they found something. It was crazy.
Don't forget, you can find us over on the Supernatural Creatures and Lore group. If you'd like to read us the ratings on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, or Amazon, please do so. Leave 5-star rating. We're trying to push the podcast on iTunes over 100 ratings because it will push into us into a different algorithm of searches on iTunes. You can send us an email at radiohorror@gmail.com. I'm assuming. Have you ever been in a movie with a dragon?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. Don't ever play a
Take
dragon
note,
unless you're
filmmakers.
going to put
I will never play a dragon. You can
it.
be
Yeah, don't
sure of
ever play a
that.
dragon unless you're going to put a dragon costume on.
Maybe a shark, though.
And also on Twitter at Christy SAB and at Mel Heflin. And we'll be back in a couple of weeks with another exciting episode. In another month, sorry. Another exciting episode of Supernatural Creatures and Lore. Thank you, everyone.
Bye. Till next time.
All right, well, I'll give it a whirl. Do you mind?
You okay?
Never better.
Son of a bitch, that's really on there.
Yeah, afraid so.